mom surviving life. Tough questions, real answers, awesome hacks.
Hello and welcome to Mom Surviving Life. Today, Carla and I are going to talk about how I stay so organized. Part two, meal planning and budgeting. This episode was actually super hard for me to write, partly because one, I feel intimidated talking to Carla about cooking because she's a way better cooker and baker and everything else than I am. Two, my cooking skills are really slack because I live with my parents and my mom does a lot of the cooking and she's also amazing at it. And three, some of this stuff is really hard to keep up with weekly, so if you, for lack of a better term, are going to poop the bed on this, I completely understand. As always, please subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you are listening to us on, and please follow us on social media. Okay, so the first part of meal prepping.
Before you start.
What?
So I would like to say that the reason Erica is so intimidated by talking about food and stuff with me is because I legit went to school to be a pastry chef and a chef. And I met my husband, Shane, while we were both kitchen managers of the same restaurant at two different locations. So that is why Erica is intimidated. However, it's the meal planning aspect that I seem to be lacking in. So that's really what we're talking about, not so much like how to cook a five-star meal, because that I can do. Like, it's so funny. And Shane and I are so different in the way we cook. Like, I cook like super fancy food and he cooks like your basic food that you would get at like your neighborhood diner kind of thing.
So. Yeah, but at the same time, you guys are both kitchen managers. So I know that you guys planned menus and you made specials. Like, you guys did all that.
Yeah, but doing it for the restaurant where the menu is the same every single time and you just made specials out of nowhere is totally different than like coming up with week in and like week out different meals all the time.
Fair.
I don't even do it. I make Shane do it. It was on his list of things to do today.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is grocery shopping, which I would like to say you've come a long way since our like price matching episode in our first season.
100%. I price match a lot more, and that's what I make Shane do, like a meal plan, and then I will figure out what else we need, or I will try and get Shane to look and see what we already have, and then I can figure out what we need and then go and price match it.
So I kind of do those side by side because like I'm my own person. I don't have to consult with anyone. Yay for being a single parent. I mean, I consult with my parents, but if I'm making my lunches, I'm like, I don't care what you guys are eating. This is what I'm eating.
Yeah.
So I go on Flip and Rebe. We will be posting links to both of those apps on our Linktree if they're not already on there. So things that I will price match and almost only buy if I can price match them. One is grapes, and I need to tell you a story because this boggles my mind. I was at Superstore and I saw grapes and they were like $4 a pound. It was like ridiculous. It was like, or sorry, $8 a pound. It was like $2. No, $8 a kilo. That's what it was. And I was like, what is this? So then I went and looked on Flip and they were on sale at Walmart for like $5.30 a pound. Like that's $3 a kilo in savings. And I was like, wow. So I did the conversion when I got home and I saved myself like $6. Like it was insane. It was literally insane.
So grapes are like the worst thing because nobody really understands how the pricing works. And you're just like, yeah, whatever. And a lot of people don't even pay attention to their receipt or like when they're being scanned. So they just end up paying a ton of money for them when it's ridiculous.
I laugh, but it's so true. Like it's all the unit pricing, all the unit pricing of all the stuff. So grapes, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, I price match all of that stuff because my kids go through it. Like they will sit there and eat like 15 raspberries in a sitting each. That's an entire clamshell.
Yeah. If you don't price match, like that gets crazy expensive very quickly.
I spend like $30 a week on just fruit for my kids. But like, they're also not eating candy, so I kind of need to take that as a win.
Yes.
Next thing is price match cheese and turkey sausage. And we've already talked about the turkey sausage because I like love Lilydale turkey sausage. Price match those. Price match cheese. Seriously, I don't know who is buying cheese at full price, but y'all are rich. Have you seen the price of cheese?
Very true. Very, very true.
English muffins, I will not pay $1 for. Not more than $1 for. I can't talk. Let me try that again.
I highly suggest buying English muffins at Costco.
Yes, they're always $1 for a six-pack. Six-pack, eight-pack. It comes in like a four-pack of... It's like
Four six-packs.
Yeah, and it's like $4 or $3.99 or something like that.
Yeah, and they're really good English muffins.
I like the whole wheat ones from Costco. Jamaican patties are another thing that I only buy when they're on price match. I don't know if it's just because I'm cheap, but like, I have to eat two of these in a sitting to be full. So if like I have to pay $3 per patty, I'm like, oh, I just can't do it. It's so unnecessary.
That makes a lot of sense though. And like you said, you have to eat two to be full. That's $6 for a meal. And that's actually a lot of money for a meal that you're having at home. Like, that's not a takeout meal. That gets expensive real quick.
That's like the entire thing when I grocery shop is like, how much is this going to cost for a meal? Like, a lot of people don't factor that in, but like, you right off the hop need to automatically add $5 to everything that you make at home, because like, that's how much your utilities are going to cost. Like the water and the electricity and the heat and all that stuff. Like natural gas stove, like add $5 and then add, you know, what you're eating on top of that. Like, be cost effective.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I do stock up on certain things when they're on sale. Non-perishable stuff like canned goods, my mom in the fall, soup goes on sale in the fall. My mom buys an entire flat of like cream of tomato soup and cream of chicken soup. And then she gets like a half flat of like vegetable soup, and I probably get a half flat of like cream of mushroom soup because I put it in so much stuff. To me, it's an ingredient, not a soup.
Absolutely, I agree.
Crackers are another big thing, and I always buy them like in the fall, because if you have crackers in the spring, when it gets humid out, your crackers go stale.
It's true.
And then they're gross.
You want crunchy crackers, not soggy crackers.
Frozen things like ice cream, pizza, and frozen cans of juice. Ice cream, I just got a 1.5 liter of Shaw's ice cream for $6. Ben and Jerry's, I won't pay more than $4 for a thing of Ben and Jerry's for. And if you're paying more than $4, I feel very bad for you. I went to the convenience store the other day and saw they were like $12. And I just about, yeah. Oh yeah, that's what I did.
Oh my God.
$12 at the convenience store. I'm like, these are $4 at the grocery store.
Who pays $12 for ice cream? My heart hurts.
Right?
I consider ice cream an essential. So anyone who's paying $12 for it is crazy.
I know. Pizza. I like Delicio thin crust. I don't pay more than like $3.50 for a pizza. Frozen pizza. Also, life hack for everyone. Buy a pepperoni pizza and add all your toppings because it tastes way better.
100%. And it's so easy.
Juice, 50 cents a can. Minute Maid. And I don't buy like no-name food to like save money. Like, I'm buying like name brand. Like, the pizza that I buy is Delicio. The ice cream that I buy is Shaw's and Ben and Jerry. The juice that I buy is Minute Maid. Like, I'm not, well, maybe Fruitopia or like Five Alive, but like, it's name brand, like, it's not no name.
Also easier to price match because most stores carry the name brands.
Yes. Now I will say I have bought no name lemonade only because I could not find any other lemonade, and I was like, I don't care, I want lemonade.
If you're gonna buy, it doesn't necessarily matter if it's name brand or not. Like, no name stuff is still just as good.
It's delicious. They've clearly upped their game.
Yes.
I've posted about this stuff on my story, on our story. Actually, I've also done my Snapchat story, but about diapers. Oh my God. My last haul of diapers, I got diapers for 1 cent each. And I got size 4s and 5s, which is like a huge deal because they're like 20 cents a piece.
Yeah, they get more expensive the bigger they get.
I know. Diaper cream, I also stock up on that. Real Canadian Superstore has this like baby sale every 6 months where you can stock up on like all this baby stuff. Do it. Wipes are another thing that I will like stockpile and no one understands why. Like, first of all, I used wipes at my ultrasound. I use wipes on my kids when we're out. I use wipes to take my makeup off. Like if I've been drinking and I'm like, I'm not going to go through like taking my makeup off. They're great for like wiping your hands, wiping your face, taking your makeup off, getting the ultrasound jelly off your belly. They're good for like wiping down your car. If you have like sticky hands, you're eating a McFlurry while you're driving and it's all over the steering wheel, baby wipe to the rescue.
However, we don't recommend it, but we know all you moms are doing it because it's your alone time.
I gave one of my coworkers, he got a haircut and he like had like the pricklies on the back of his neck. And I gave him a baby wipe to like clean up the back of his neck so that he could get home to have a shower. He's like, well, that made it bearable.
That's all that mattered.
Yeah. Food pouches, puffs, baby snacks. Buy them when they're on sale. As a twin mom, I go through like 3 or 4 cans of puffs in a week. It's like 10 bucks in puffs.
Yeah.
They're on sale. They're always on sale at Walmart for like either 4 for 10 or 5 for 10. Like, don't waste your money paying $4 for a, and like, again, Gerber puffs. Like, I'm not buying no name puffs. Like, I'm buying Gerber puffs. I do my groceries on Thursday. I used to, I now do them on Saturday because I don't have time on Thursday, but the new flyers come out on Wednesday. And that's when I look at both Flip and Rebe. And if I can't find an item that I want on sale, I will put it in the search tab and put it on my list and search. That way I can find it the cheapest. So I did this with toaster strudel because I'm craving toaster strudel. Like, I always get like a craving for like the weirdest things. So I was craving toaster strudel and I know that they're $2 a box. If you're paying more than $2 a box for toaster strudel, like, you're paying too much. And again, I'm talking about, I live in Ontario. I live in Canada. I'm not talking about like going to Kroger in the States where they're like, buy 10 for 10. Like, no. Live in Canada. So I will search toaster strudel. And if it doesn't come up, I will have to search Pillsbury because that's the name brand. The same thing works with Kellogg's products. And I believe Minute Maid as well, because it's not like, it'll just say like Minute Maid for 50 cents or like Kellogg's for like $1.99, even though it's Pop-Tarts.
So if it's not, like, if you're searching for a product on Flip or Rewe and it's not coming up, try searching their name brand and it should come up.
Yes.
Because that's what the flyer itself says.
Yes. Unfortunately, that sucks for a lot of things, especially if you don't know who makes it. Google it. Also, if you can get away with it, this is the other amazing part. If the flyer says like Post cereals or Kellogg cereals, you just need to make sure that your cereals are within those parameters and you can get your cereals. So like if it shows like Shreddies and Fruit Loops, and I know those are two different brands, but just hear me out. There's like Shreddies and Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes are like the boxes that are on the flyer. And you're like, but I want Rice Krispies. As long as the Rice Krispie volume is within that volume, you should be okay as far as like the, as far as the cashier like giving it to you.
Yeah, because it says Kellogg's products, like Kellogg's cereals, so you can have any of them. Most people will give it to you.
And if they don't, just politely ask for the manager, because I've done this. Yes.
Just always ask for the manager. They say no.
Brain checks. So if you are super gung-ho and you're super excited that something is on sale and you get there and that store is sold out of them, you can get a rain check, which means you get to wait until next week when it's not on sale and no one is buying it, that you can buy it.
So this shocks me. I didn't even know they still, like, stores still gave these out.
Oh, yeah. I literally just got one, like, in January, and I unfortunately let it expire because I didn't renew it. Which, by the way, you can renew your rain check.
Also information I did not know. And like, so what store did you get a rain check from?
Real Canadian Superstore, and it was on Burt's Bees baby toothpaste, which, by the way, I think Burt's Bees is having trouble making because I couldn't even get it on Amazon. And like, my cringe moment is when I have to go buy something on Amazon because I know I'm not getting it for sale.
Right.
I know that I'm paying full price, and I know that I may be paying shipping.
Yeah.
Rain checks you can renew after 4 weeks for like really infinite. Like, I don't think they ever give you a... I had renewed mine. I renewed it in January for February, and then I forgot to renew it in February. And I was like, I'm not worried. We've moved on to other toothpaste. I just know they really liked it, but whatever.
It's only so much you can do.
Yeah, but like, if you find something that's on sale, ask for a rain check if they don't have it in stock. Like, I really don't know what store is not giving rain checks. Like, you might not be able to get it at, like, I'm going to say Best Buy on a TV, but, like, they might. I don't know.
Can you get rain checks on anything?
I don't know. I get rain checks all the time at the grocery store.
Like, on stuff, like, on groceries?
Yeah. Like, I've gotten it. This is going back almost, I don't know, 20, 25 years. But I remember my mom got them on hot dogs. And, like, I don't remember why, but it was, like, this thing. And she made me go get a rain check on hot dogs. This is when we ate, like, packages of hot dogs a week. I remember, like, she maxed it out. And, like, they'll tell you, like, oh, you're only allowed four. You're only allowed six. She's like, go get one. Like, I know when butter's on sale, my mom will be like, can you go to the grocery store and get a rain check for butter if they're out? Or buy, like, six, which is, like, the max that you're allowed to get. Each store, by the way, is different what their max is. Like, if you see something and it's like butter's like $3 a pound, which by the way is like an amazing deal.
Yeah.
And it's like limit six, and you go to the grocery store and that butter is like sold out. You can go to the customer service desk and you ask for a rain check. And they're like, how many do you want? And I was like, well, it says limit six. I'll take six. That's not saying that like you can't send your husband to the same grocery store later that day and get a rain check for six butters and then go like a week later and exchange one for six butters and then take the next one for a week later and exchange it for six more butters. You can do that. And then sell the butters. No, I'm just joking.
Don't do that.
No, but like I've done that. Like my mom's like, oh, like we, you know, grandma needs butter and like I need butter. And like, you know, this, you know, your sister-in-law has asked for it. And it's like, yeah. So like, we'll go buy like 12 pounds of butter. It's not all for us.
You're just sharing your wealth. That's all. Yes. But like they're paying for it. It's different when you're splitting it.
Yes, I split groceries all the time. The next thing is scoop, which I'm so excited because Carla knows how to scoop now, which is awesome. I'm very proud of her.
I'm also a little obsessed with it, but I think Walmart is honestly the best place to do it.
Yeah.
So scoop, they are the worst at changing their savings.
So scoop, just in case anyone is not aware, is called the Scanner's Code of Practice. It is where if you see an item on the shelf and it is scanning at a higher price, you get the lower price, which is the shelf price, less $10. And if the item is under $10, it is free. If you are buying multiple of the same item, it is now the only the first item that is free. However, if you have a larger urban center, like both Carla and I live somewhere where it has like two Walmarts and more than one of certain stores, you can go to the other store and try and scoop there. Like they can't stop you, but it's only one purchase. Like you can only get one item per transaction basically. And they won't let you do multiple transactions. I've tried.
Or you can leave the store, take the stuff to your car and come back in.
Yes. And try and go. Yeah.
Try.
Although they may have sent someone to go and fix it.
Which odds are they haven't. Walmart is horrible for that.
So I have a lovely story. I was at a grocery store in Windsor and I did this for like 6 months. The President's Choice Blue Menu flaxseed chicken fillets were sticker price on the shelf, $15.99. They were constantly ringing in at $17.99 at the cash register. Like, scoop, send someone to Frozen. They'll check it out and tell you that I get this for $5.99 because it's the corrected price, that's the lower price on the shelf, less $10. Lo and behold, yep, it's a scoop. Okay, here's your $5.99 frozen chicken fingers. I did this for 6 months before finally someone was like, we need to print a new receipt.
That's crazy, but it happens.
All the time. It happens all the time. The next is always check the clearance section. And just so everyone is aware, the clearance section is not stuff ending in 7 cents. It's stuff ending in 4 cents. Stuff ending in 4 cents means it's no longer being entered. Like, the store is not getting any more shipments. The store is not getting more shipments. The company doesn't make it anymore. It's being discontinued. Like, this is the final, final price that you are going to see for this product. If it's ending in 97 cents, that just means it's on sale. That doesn't mean that it's discontinued or it's the lowest price. It's just the lowest price so far.
What store is that for? Because some stores are different.
Pretty much every store. Costco, I know that if something is ending in a 4, it is final price. Loblaw, something ending in a 4 is final price. Walmart, if it's ending in a 4, it's final price. And I know on good authority that for, I think it's Blue Notes, Urban Planet,
that like umbrella, that of stores, yeah.
The 4 is also final price. I'm trying to think. There's another one that it ends in a 4 and it's the final price. So the other thing that I've started doing to further increase my savings is called stacking my points and price matching. Now, I didn't even know this is a thing, and I have to 100% give credit to Coupon Cutie Canada, I think is her name. She's on Instagram. She told me how to do this. I watched one of her reels and I was like, I can totally do that. The first time I ever did it was on, 50 count of Nestle chocolate bars. You know, the Kit Kat, Aero's, Smarties, Coffee Crisp. So I got those for like $3 a box. I got a little greedy. although to be fair, I still have some. And I ended up, a friend of mine was like, oh, can you buy me like $30 worth, which was like 10 boxes. I'm going to donate them. The town near where I'm from had a massive COVID outbreak at last Halloween. And pretty much we collectively said that there was not going to be trick-or-treating, that they were just going to end up dropping bags of candy off at like kids' houses. So it was like reverse trick-or-treating. It was very interesting. The other thing that I did was at Real Canadian Superstore, I bought Burt's Bees lip shimmer. They're normally like $6.50 and I ended up getting them for like $2.25.
Nice.
They were on sale for like $3 something. And every time that you paid $6 for these, you got $2,000 back in point, or 2,000 points back, which is $2. So it basically made everything that I was buying like $2.25. I think I bought like 15 of them. Nice. So use them. I have like 2 at my desk right here. They're so compact. They're so small. But like, I wouldn't pay more than $2 for these anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I would not pay more than $2 for those anyways. So cheap.
That is cheap, and they're good quality.
Yes. So the last thing that we have to talk about is unit pricing. Bigger is not always cheaper. And I mean this specifically, I'm going to call Costco out because they are like the worst for this. Because Costco doesn't price match. Costco's like, well, this is the price you're going to pay. That's it.
But you can kind of do your homework and compare like their Kirkland toilet paper to their Cashmere, I think they have. If whatever the Cashmere is on sale, it tends to be cheaper unit price compared to the Kirkland brand. So you just need to check the unit prices. It's like per 100 sheets of toilet paper, I think, like pieces of toilet paper.
It may be like per roll, but like if you're looking at something, and I don't know why, but ketchup is always cheaper in a smaller bottle. Not sure why this is, but whatever. Ketchup, when you buy it in like the upside down squeeze tube that you see on like diner tables, those ones are cheaper than like the massive colossal one that you see in everyone's fridge.
Which is also gigantic. And unless you're eating ketchup like a crazy person or like your kids, because Ella has just sucked it off her plate. But
so are the girls.
There's just like, it probably has gone bad before you even finish it. So,
and it takes up so much room in your fridge.
So like, much room.
Like, we're going to talk later about like literally putting a spot in your fridge, like where you can put your snacks and your meal prepped meals. And it's like, you don't want to buy the bigger thing. So always check the unit pricing on stuff. And like the other thing that I'm going to say about this is know how much you pay for a product at when you know it's the cheapest that it can be. Like I literally have somewhere in our Google Drive, we have that Word document that we did with our price match episode of like what I won't pay more than for certain items. Like those 6 ounce clamshells of like blueberries and raspberries and blackberries, I will not pay more than $2.50. Somewhere someone has them for like $2.50 or less. Same with strawberries. Strawberries, my cap for like a 2 pound or 1 pound. Yeah, 1 pound clamshell is like $3. Grapes, I won't pay more.
Do your homework.
Yeah. You have to know what stuff is worth and where you can find it on sale.
Yes, absolutely. And like we said at the very beginning, just check your Flip and your Rebe apps. It's the easiest way to check like all the ads at one time, especially if you're searching for a product, like a specific product. It's so much easier than going through each individual advertisement. And for me, I don't get, like, I don't have a Foodland near me, which is just one of many grocery stores in the area in which I live, but I can price match it. So like, I don't even get the ads at my house, like the flyers at my house, but on Flip and Rebe, they're there. So it's great to always check those.
And your grocery store doesn't care. They're still going to price match them.
Yeah. I do have one question for you.
Yes.
Will Real Canadian Superstore price match Giant Tiger?
Yes.
Okay.
But Giant Tiger price matches and lowers by a penny.
Wait, what?
Giant Tiger will price match and then beat them by a penny. So if you find something, like I have a Giant Tiger conveniently on my way home from work. And if I know something's on sale, and I try and do this with like name brand stuff that I think is just like absurdly expensive. I've done this with chips. And they won't price match Dollarama, which ticked me off the one day because I'm like, no, this is cheaper at Dollarama. Like, I literally went and bought it and showed her the receipt. And she's like, that's not enough. And I'm like, I have the receipt. I showed you how much I paid for it. But yeah, I very rarely will price match at Giant Tiger unless I'm like, I just like need to go there for a second. The last thing that I wanted to talk about was Receipt Hog, Caddle, CADDLE, and Checkout 51. These are apps that you submit your receipt and you can get money back. These are also a great way to save money. And you can use so many things to get money back. Like if I go, let me just open Checkout 51 right now. Also, I use the PC Optimum to check points, but I'm rarely like gung-ho about checking the points. Right now, if you buy three of the like Oikos Greek yogurt, which is like the blue 4-pack, for every three that you buy, you get $2 cash back, which means if you can get them for 3 for $10, they're actually 3 for $8. Ooh, black diamond cheese strings. I'm 100% gonna make sure that I add this to my offer because I love black diamond cheese strings. Mini Baybel Light, if you can find those for $2 for like the grouping, they're $1 back, so you can get them for $1, which is like super cheap. Boom Chicka Popcorn is on. Yay. And I'm just on Checkout 51.
If you go on Checkout 51 and you see a deal you like and then go on Flip and Rebe and find the best price for it, you can combine the two and you could get items for free.
Yes. Or you could get items if you've ever seen Extreme Couponers where they're like, I actually got money back. Like there was one, it was on Checkout 51. It was like Slim Jims that were at Dollarama. And it was like, you could get them for $2 back. I saw that one online. Maybe it was Cattle that I saw. Anyways, one of these apps had Slim Jims on for like super duper cheap. Yeah, like right now, there's earn $9 if you buy this one Amazon moisturizer, but you can only buy it on Amazon.
But don't go out of your way and buy something that you're not going to use. Like, take advantage of it on things you're going to use, on things you buy on a regular basis, and take advantage of the cashback options, as well as price matching. It's your best
selection in general.
Like, some stuff will say, like, you can only buy it at this store, or you have to buy three of them. Like, there's a lot of, like, cheese for some reason on cattle this week, which, okay, whatever. But there's also, like, cream and K-Cups. Oh, here it is. Here's the Dollarama one. So it's the Slim Jim Monster Original. Almost free, very limited availability. $1.50, one per person. And I see these at the dollar store for like $1.50. So really, this would make them free. And like, I saw someone online that's like, I'm going to go do this and I'm going to hand them out to like homeless people. I'm like, that's such a good idea.
There's a lot of like crazy couponers and stuff out there. I shouldn't say them crazy, but like,
it's crazy the deals they get.
Yes. And like, so many of them do it and not for themselves. Like, they do it and donate to shelters, they donate to food banks, and like wine. Like, if you have the time and the energy and the patience to do it, good for you. But it's a lot of work to get like a bunch of items for free. You really need to like have a map essentially and search every little aspect to figure it out. I wish, I've always wanted to be a crazy couponer, but I just don't have the patience for it.
Honestly, I would say like my groceries, I spend probably total like preparing for it and going through all the apps and everything, probably about 4 hours preparing to go to grocery shopping. But like, this is like figuring out what's in my pantry that I need, figuring out what meals I'm going to make in the next week and what I need to buy for those meals. Going through Flip and Rebe and Cattle and Receipt Hog and Checkout 51 and figuring out what additional things I can get. Going and watching Coupon Cutie and seeing what she's saying, like, oh, hey, this is a deal this week. What about this? Try this. Going on Scoop, looking what's on Scoop. Like, that's what I mean by like 4 hours. Like, I check a lot of places before I go to the grocery store and buy my stuff.
Yeah, I really need to get on that. Like, I really want to do more of it. And I'm going to. That is a goal I'm going to set for myself, that I am going to do more of it. Couponing and just trying to save more money, especially because I want another baby and everything costs a lot of money.
Yes. Okay, on to meal prepping. So that's how I do my groceries. When I do my meal prepping, I first have to plan out the meals. And right now, because my mom is doing the bulk of the cooking, I more or less am just responsible for my lunches and the girls' breakfast. And if I so choose to make a dinner, which is normally in a crock pot, I try and figure out what I have in my fridge that's going to go bad and I need to use. Also, what's on sale and what are you craving? Because like, a big thing, honestly, is like, I haven't had lasagna in like 2 weeks. Like, I should probably do that. If you make lasagna or you buy lasagna, I don't care. They're both taste delicious. Lasagna is awesome. And that's kind of how I plan my stuff. I also have a food sealer that I will seal raw meat and keep it in the freezer. And I also seal pre-made meals. Like, I have portioned out chili packages and soup. And I have a huge chunk of pulled pork that I need to thaw and use in sandwiches, which I should probably put coleslaw on my grocery list now that I'm thinking about this. I just kind of, you know, like put everything out. And when you food seal, if you have a food sealer, which by the way, I recommend the one from Costco, label it what it is and when you sealed it. If you're doing stuff like chicken, pork chops, steak, roast, what my mom does is, and this is something that I started doing, but this is 100% her idea, she'll put like chicken thighs and then the number of chicken thighs in the thing. Because when you freeze chicken and you throw it in the freezer, you don't know if that's thighs, you don't know if that's breasts, you don't know if that's wings. Sometimes you don't even know if it's chicken or pork. And you're like, what is it? And how many's in there? Especially with the food sealer.
We also do like, yeah, the number of that is in there, because for us, like if we're having
it on a Friday, we don't need lunches, but we want to choose the one with like four pieces versus six, so we don't have extra for lunches the next day. Where like, because we do package based on like whether we need it for lunch or whether we need it for just a dinner on a weekend.
And to conserve space in your freezer, like I will freeze stuff in Tupperware, but like chili, the chili that I take is like maybe 2 inches thick and the container is 4 inches thick. So I freeze it, pop it out of that container, and I freeze it in the container I'm going to take to work for lunch. Pop it out, food seal it. Now it can last in my freezer for like a month or two. Excuse me. And because it's already frozen, it's not going to like seep all the juices out of it. If I have cornbread muffins, they're not squished. And then I have a full-on functioning meal. And it's like super compacted in my freezer. Also, if you know a way to like half a chili recipe, please let me know, because when I make chili, I make enough for like 40 people. I feel like that's unfortunately how a lot of people are.
Chili's a hard one to like shrink, because your can't like your beans and your tomatoes and stuff are like, you need the cans of them. Like,
well, I was just gonna say my chili recipe is like a can of black beans, a can of kidney beans, a can of baked beans, another can of baked beans, a cup of corn. If I'm making chili for just me, I chop up a jalapeno and throw that in there because it's awesome. I can't do that with my parents because they'd kill me. So I just add additional hot sauce when I make mine. Make leftovers. Like when I live by myself and when I lived with my ex, I think I cooked 6 or 7 days out of the month, which people think is insane, but I'm like, it's really not, because like I would make enough today to have leftovers like tomorrow night if we wanted, but also enough for lunches if we wanted, and a food seal. So I would make enough for like 8 people in one sitting. But also because like the stuff that I make, my ex would really like enjoy. Like sometimes it was pasta or like it was chili. So I would make it and I'm like, well, I don't have to make chili for 2 months because there's two of us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I made like 20 portions of chili. Like you can eat this for a week.
My issue with that is Shane won't eat the same leftovers. Like he'll eat them the next day, but he doesn't want them after that. So that's why we portion everything like specifically for like that night's dinner and lunch the next day. And then it's done.
Well, exactly. Like you have to do this what works for you. Like I don't like cooking all that much, so I don't mind pulling something out of the freezer and heating it up and going from there. Neither do my kids, thank God. The next thing, it's called the wheelofnames.com, which I believe I've showed you this.
I don't think so.
It is the easiest thing to do. So we're going to put this link on our link tree. It is awesome. You literally can copy and paste your entire month's menu on there. And you can spin the wheel and it pops up with an option. And then once that option has popped up, you can click remove. So you can literally leave this as a tab open on your phone. And you can like, it tells you literally what's for dinner every night. So you don't have to think about it. And you can continue to add meals to it. It is awesome. The only downfall to this is you can't check what's on sale. It just is basically like, this is what you're eating tonight. Also, if you are a couple and you want to know where to go out for dinner, this is an awesome way to pick where you're going if you really don't care what you're eating. I used to have a whiteboard on my fridge when I lived not with my parents that would tell me what was going on for the whole month. And I believe you have one of these, right?
It's by the week, but yeah.
Okay, I have the week one too. So I would plan my meals basically a month in advance as to what day I'm cooking and what I'm cooking on those days. Sometimes it was stuff in the crock pot. Sometimes I would actually make dinner. It just kind of depended on what was going on that month. Also, learn to be flexible. There were times where I would have like, oh, I'm going to make like pho for dinner tonight, which by the way, pho has no leftovers. So I would have to make sure that I had like salads in the fridge or something in the fridge that we could take for leftovers the next day. And my ex was like, I don't feel like pho. Can we just order pizza? And I was like, okay. So I just pushed pho off to like the next night. Like learn to be flexible with what is on your meal plan and like use it as a guide and not so much like a rigid schedule, because you also could end up like hating what is on your meal plan schedule. before kids, every Tuesday, I would make a new recipe. I really like doing this. Also, pre-pandemic, Mondays were when I did groceries. Because in Windsor, that was when Joseph's got all their new produce, so that's when I did that. Tuesday, I would go on Pinterest and I would find a recipe, or I would find a recipe like that weekend that I wanted to try. And I would start to build like more options as far as food. Thursday was mine and my ex's date night, only because that was like one of the few days that I had off that didn't suck for restaurant specials. Monday and Friday were my meal prep days. I also worked as a server on the weekend. So when I say I meal prepped on Friday, I had to meal prep for the weekend. And yep. Wednesdays were the night that my ex had to cook, but also because I worked my second job that night and I wasn't home. So it was more like you're responsible for your own dinner, and I really didn't care what he made. Do you have any other questions about meal prepping?
I don't think so. You covered a lot.
So on to snack prep. Fruit goes in mason jars. I don't know who came up with this. I don't know if it's TikTok, Instagram Reels, Pinterest. I don't know. Whoever you are, you beautiful human, you are a freaking genius. Oh my God. This stuff lasts so much longer. It's insane.
Your mom highly recommends getting them, the mason jars from Canadian Tire.
Yes. Partly because I think it's cheaper than anywhere else. Also, my mom like is hardcore into preserves, so I will reserve that to her. She will be on our next episode, so we can ask her all of the questions, well, pertaining to what we're going to be talking about next week.
Okay, so first of all, your fruit in mason jars.
Yes.
Walk us through your process. Like, do you wash them?
Some yes, some no. So for pineapple, we have a pineapple cutter. One, get a steel pineapple cutter, not a plastic one. The plastic one will break.
Yes. And that it's very dangerous. Don't do a plastic.
Yes. Also, the metal one is sharp AF. And you will cut yourself if you're not doing it properly. Also, find like a skinnier pineapple or you're going to waste the outsides. I put the pineapple and all of the pineapple juice into the mason jar. Don't cut the bottom off the pineapple when you do that too. I will take grapes off and wash them and put them in the mason jar. I do not wash raspberries though. That's one fruit that we realized after a few weeks that they were going wilty and mushy too soon. So raspberries are washed on the spot and then go. I don't know why mason jars keep these so much more fresh, but like 8 to 12 days, like that's insane. And like, they're still super fresh. They're washed. They're ready to go. It's great. I have not tried bananas.
Your mom also highly recommended wide mouth mason jars.
Yes, only because they're so much easier. And we also don't put our hands in the mason jar. This is a restaurant thing, which I know you can attest to. If you stick your hand into the same jar and you do not have like pristinely clean hands, everything in the jar is going to get moldy. So I recommend getting clean mason jars, washing your fruit with just water, and don't touch your fruit as much as possible. Like, I open the clamshell, dump the fruit into a colander, and really I haven't touched the fruit unless it jumps out of the colander. Rinse it under the water, and then I pour it into the mason jar via a wide mouth funnel, which I literally have to do groceries tomorrow, so I'm going to have my mom record how I do all of this so that you guys can see the process of how I specifically like don't handle my fruit.
Can you tell me what size your mason jars are?
Big ones.
Yeah. You probably have the 1.9 liter.
I want to say that's correct. Hold on. I think we might have the 1 liter. Yes, we have the 1 liter ones. We have the 12 pack right here.
Oh, okay.
So we just looked up on Canadian Tire. We use the Golden Harvest Mason Jar 1 liter 12 pack. It's $15 according to the Canadian Tire that I am looking at.
Thank you.
So this is back in the previous episode where I said this is a financial commitment. This is what I'm talking about. You kind of do have to invest in certain things. Also, if you're in that aisle, try and find the wide mouth funnel that goes with those because it's just way easier to have it. I don't know how else to explain this other than like, I will go through my process. Oh, and don't cut your strawberries. We used to cut the strawberries up to put them in the mason jars. We don't do that anymore because it doesn't make them as juicy and the girls don't like them as much because they dry out. Also, I have gone to Dollarama, which is our favorite store. And
favorite store.
Yes. I will buy the Tupperware. Well, okay, it's Rubbermaid, but like you understand when I say Tupperware, I'm not talking name brand Tupperware. I buy the Dollarama snack containers because I like to keep my food not in a Ziploc baggie because I don't like it crushed. Agreed. And I will like pre-make all of my snacks. Like I like cheese and pepperettes as a snack. So I will just cut up cheese and pepperettes and throw them in a container and put them in the fridge. So when I open my fridge, I have like a little individualized snack store. And I'm just like, one of these, lunch is done. When I do my snack prep, it takes, I'm going to say about 20 minutes on a Sunday night. Like I preload dip in a container. I have one singular chip container and I just refill it throughout the week. And then on Friday I wash it. Cause like chips don't really create a bad residue and they're dry storage. So I don't find that I need to like worry about mold buildup over a week. I will pre-portion out grapes, and if I need to, I used to do this a lot with salads, which I want to start making my salads again because I miss those. I miss taco salads so bad. But yeah, like my prep is basically for the week. Like on Sunday night, I will portion everything out and go from there.
No, that's smart. I need to do more of that. More snack prep in my life, for sure.
There's a Rubbermaid thing that it's like, it's a big container. It has a whole bunch of little containers in it. Use that. So like you have like a small section of your pantry that's like for your pre-made dry storage snacks. And then you have a small section of your fridge, which is for like your pre-made refrigerated snacks. So like your grapes, like I used to, and I would put them in like the little, I think they're like 1-cup containers. I would put the grapes in there and then it was like, I would just grab it and throw out my lunch and go. I didn't have to worry about like taking them out of the fridge, pulling them all off the stem, washing them, putting them in the container, but make sure there's a paper towel in that container because like then the grapes are going to get gross. Like I didn't care about any of that.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't have time. Like I already get up at 5 a.m. to go for a walk or to do my workout. I got to get the girls up by 7 and out the door by 7:30. So I really don't have time to sit there for a half hour and make my lunch.
Very true. I understand now that I'm actually going to the office more. I keep telling Shane, like when, because he tends to do cleanup and I do bath time. And when he cleans up, sometimes he doesn't necessarily like portion our leftovers properly. And I'm like, babe, I need them like in containers ready to go. Like I don't have time in the morning to put it in a container while Ella's getting mad at me for something. It's just easier if everything's ready and I can throw it in, make my coffee after Ella puts her shoes on, and then we go.
I don't know if this is an option for certain people. I mean, I have this luxury because I'm at my parents' house. We have a fridge downstairs that is like my lunch fridge that I put all of my portion stuff in. Maybe get a mini fridge or like use a portion of your fridge for this. I don't really know how else to... If you have the space, great. If not.
We definitely, like, can. Like, we have a bar fridge, but we have a wine fridge and a beer fridge, but those are preoccupied with the booze. So I can definitely take some space out of my fridge for snacks.
Yeah, because then it's so much easier in the morning because you're literally like, I got this. Let's go.
No, and I'm getting a lot better at that, and like even like making my coffee at home and stuff. I'm a Starbucks girl through and through, so making my coffee at home saving me a lot of money.
It hurts a little bit though, because you're like, I just want like a double Java chip blended frap with extra raspberry pumps, and they're like, ma'am, this is your kitchen, you have nothing.
So over the last 2 years, because my mom knows how much I like Starbucks, she has bought me the tools that I need to make my Starbucks at home. I have a milk frother to make my vanilla lattes at home. She bought me a coffee maker. She bought me a really good blender to make my double chocolatey chip frappuccinos at home and the Starbucks cup to go with it so I can just like legit make it at home and take it with me.
Yay.
So like, and really the ingredients it costs to make them, it saves a lot of money. So it's worked out really well for me that I can save money that way. Obviously Starbucks and the convenience still gets me from time to time, but I tend to only go to Starbucks now on double star days. So
Starbucks. I have a problem with that store. The last thing on meal prep is I like to bake. I mean, I'm no you. I bake like muffins and box brownies. Don't judge me. Box brownies are delicious.
I like to make packaged muffins and box brownies too. I have been very lazy since having a child.
I'm not going to lie. That Pillsbury brownie mix from the dollar store, that and a package of peanut M&Ms. Oh, hot damn, that is delicious.
You should do brokies and do
no
chocolate chip cookie dough in the brownie mix.
No. I'll just buy Bliss dough and eat my cookie dough the way it is. Also, in case anyone is wondering out there, I 100% eat cookie dough and it is delicious. My mom has a recipe that makes 60 cookies. My brother and I were actually home that day. She made 60 cookies. 40 made it into the jar.
I'm surprised 40 made it in. Jar.
Oh, that was after she yelled at us to stop eating the dough and freshly baked cookies.
Your mom and I, this is why we get along so well. Whenever I baked at my mom's house, Krista would always come and steal the dough, and then my brother would come and steal all the cookies, and I would just yell at them. Like, I'm like, although, but then once they made it into the cupboard, it's like nobody ate them anymore. And I'm like,
so we're gonna move on to budget unless you have any more meal prep, snack prep questions.
Nope.
Also, I would like to note that Carla is very good with numbers. So this whole episode, I'm just like, this is how I do it. But I also feel like you have a totally separate way of doing this, partly because budgeting, I feel like this is your jam more so than it is mine.
I don't necessarily budget, though. I'm really good at making a budget. And I'm really good at like budgeting for work, but I don't like budgeting for myself.
Yeah, I kind of have the same problem. So I like to log all my purchases and I have what I call a retroactive budget. Like I spend it and I'm like, ooh, I've spent a little too much on gifts this month. I should probably hone that in. Whereas like I go and do the baby section and I'm like, ooh, I kind of blew the baby section out of the water. However, I did just spend like $200 on diapers, which would last me 2 months. And it was just Easter, so I bought the girls a bunch of clothes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of, like, there's balance throughout the year.
Absolutely. And that's it. Like, if something's on sale and you know you're going to need it later, like a month or two down the road, or a gift for someone, you're going to buy it. Why would you not buy it when it's on sale? This then is, wait and pay full price.
This is more like I budget / I'm financially conscious, if that makes sense.
100%.
This is really hard too because like budgets are so selective. So like certain things people are like, well, that's a gift. It's not exactly baby related. I'm like, okay, but it is baby related because it's not a gift for like, I don't really consider.
It's still for my kids. It's not outside of my kids.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel the same way.
I feel like we could probably post our budgets and leave them blank, like what, like our income and stuff. And like, we can still put like our car payments and stuff on there, but like, I'm not telling you how much my car payments are.
Yeah.
Like we can just make those, all those numbers blank, but like, I don't mind leaving my budget up for like how much I intend to spend on like groceries for the month or like my gift budget. Like, yeah, like those budgets can stay up, but like what I'm actually paying for my bills, I'm not putting on my, I'm not going to post publicly.
No.
I just totally lost where I was. I plan, like if I know that I'm going to go thrifting this month, I try and not spend frivolously other places, so I have additional money in the bank for like a good thrifting trip,
which Erica is amazing at, as well as her mom.
I went on Saturday and I think I spent like $60. I got well over like $250 worth of stuff. I got books, I got outfits, I got a 1,000 sticker thing from Paw Patrol, which I really don't care because I know how to get stickers off of things. Plus, it's like old Paw Patrol stickers, so they don't stick all that well, which is fine. Convenience isn't always cheaper. Gas station. Oh, I'm just going to run to the gas station to get milk. Oh my God, please do not do this. It is please so, don't. It is so god-awful expensive. It hurts me. Do you know what I buy when I go to the gas station? Gas. Maybe some booze
ticket.
Maybe some booze because I live next door to the gas station that has an LCBO satellite site. So yes, I did go buy booze tonight at the gas station, but it was the same price as the LCBO. Again, this goes back to, I know how much it costs, so I'm not going to pay more than that. Do not buy pre-made food if you know how to make it at home. And I know that we literally just talked about box brownies. But I'm talking about those little stupid banana chocolate muffins. I forget what the hell they're called, but you can buy them at Costco and it's a package of mini muffins and it's like $5. Do you know how many chemicals and preservatives are in those things to keep them the way they're supposed to be? It's gross. Also, and we just talked about this earlier, plan your gifts ahead. I know that we put on our Snapchat or our Instagram story, I talked about laying out the girls' Easter gifts. My kids' Easter gifts are ready to go. They're right there. Also, I just sent Carla her birthday gift and she got it today.
It legit came in the mail today. I got home and was like, I didn't order anything from Amazon. Shane's like, it's from Erica. And I was like, oh, I'm going to open it on the podcast. Well, not the podcast, but like open it like when we're chatting.
I also have stuff for my kid's third birthday coming up, which, by the way, is in Halloween, and it's not even April yet.
It's the best way to do it.
I'm sorry. I'm a planner. I plan ahead. I got lots of stuff in the gift bank. And when I see something, I buy it. Like Carla's Christmas present, yeah, I did buy around Christmas. And her mug, I did buy around her birthday. But, like, I now have 9 months to get ready. Sometimes you just find like the perfect gift for someone. And like right now, the next time that I can give Carla a gift really is Christmas. And I'm like, I'm not waiting 8 months to give you a gift. So like, you also may receive another Amazon package. Not gonna lie, I sent my friend a bigger package of stuff. I sent that in a diaper box.
Hey, those diaper boxes are sturdy.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And don't buy boxes. All you parents out there, use your diaper boxes and use your wipes boxes. They're so strong and sturdy. You do not need to buy a box.
I just need to ask, is there anything else that you would like me to cover before we move on to our highs and lows?
Points with gift card deal. You didn't talk about the points with the gift card deal. How much time do we have left?
Oh, we have lots of time. Okay, so this is something that I wrote down, and thank God I did, because I totally forgot. So, no frills, blah, blah, umbrella. Do this thing where every time that you buy a $50 or $100 gift card from their store, you get 10,000 points back. So, inadvertently, you could turn $50 into $60, or you can buy someone a $40 gift, but it's really 50 bucks. This is like when gift cards go on sale, which like never happens, but obviously it does. If you're like me and you will end up using those gift cards elsewhere, you're basically giving yourself $10 back every single time you do this.
Amazing. Like, why wouldn't you?
But like, you just made $10 and you didn't do anything besides buy a gift card that you're going to go spend somewhere anyways. They list what gift cards they are. I'm pretty sure they're like the for him, the for her, for mom gift cards. Honestly, if you're going to use that gift card at one of those stores, do it. Oh my God.
Like if you're already shopping there anyway, it doesn't, like, why wouldn't you? You're already saving $10. Plus, if you're buying stuff on sale or whatever else, you're just saving more.
I believe the for him ones, I believe Best Buy is on there. So if you need electronics, do that. And like then for every $50 you spend, like if you're going to go buy like iPod, like AirPods, those are like $200. So you're going to buy four gift cards. So then you're going to get $40 back, making them already on sale for $40. If you can do that and price match against Amazon, that makes them even cheaper.
Oh yeah.
So then you can get AirPods for like $60 to $70 off. And all you did was buy gift cards. And they don't know that those gift cards you bought.
No, not at all.
And I think it also works on like vanilla Visa cards, which is like, you can literally use those anywhere.
All right, I'm going to start with my high. We had a really good weekend. We took Ella to a restaurant for breakfast with my parents and went to my niece's hockey game. And Ella did so good at the restaurant. Everyone was like, she's so cute. Because she was super cute, obviously dressed up. And her hair was in pigtails. And, you know, the cuteness overload of little toddlers.
Also, taking her to a restaurant, like, you're teaching her how to behave in a restaurant. Yeah. Like, you know, as much as I do working in a restaurant that like, there are some parents that like, they didn't take their kids to a restaurant until they're like, you can behave till we can't take you until you behave. Well, now the kids have no idea how to behave in a restaurant ever. And they're the server's problem. And the server's like, why did your parents not teach you?
Yes. But for both of us, it's been such a hard thing to even do because restaurants weren't really an option. So it was nice to go. She did do really well. And then on Sunday, we spent the day with our friends. And it was the first time I got to hold their baby without Ella trying to kill me. She gets very jealous very quickly of me holding any other children, including my like 8-year-old niece. She gets mad at. She let me hold the baby for like an hour. She was like either on me or like leaning on me or touching me in some way. That made her happy, but she did not try, like, she did not scream at me, or and she did not try and hurt the baby. So, it's a win-win, because I want more babies, and I need her to not want to hurt the child. My low is kind of dark. I am struggling. Ella is very cranky. She wakes up cranky. She goes to bed cranky. She seems really happy at daycare, but then when I pick her up, like, she's super excited to see me, but then, like, is cranky and doesn't want to do anything I say. It's been a struggle. And when I pick her up and she gives, like, a hug and a kiss to the daycare teacher and not to me, it's hard. And I understand that, ideally, they're spending more time with her than I do, and it sucks. But being a working mom, you don't really have a choice. And it's hard. It's very hard. And I know I'm not alone in this, but I kind of had to walk away today. And I went for a drive. I was already going. I was trying to bring Ella with me. She did not want to get in the car. We went outside twice. She was super excited to go. And I even asked her in the house, you have to go in the car. Are you going to go in your car seat? Yep. We get to the car. Doesn't want to go in the car. I'm like, well, then you're not going. Like, I can't do this. And I literally brought her back in the house and was like, Shane, I can't do this. I need a break. And I walked away. And then I took it out on poor little pharmacy people. But it happens.
Can I also say that, like, the fact that you knew that you needed a break is a big deal? Yes. Like, sometimes you just need that. Like, it's not that it doesn't make you a bad mom. And as much as it makes you feel like you're a bad mom, it doesn't make you a bad mom.
But and I know, that. Yes. And if I know that if I didn't walk away when I did, I would have been a bad mom. Like, I would have ended up, like, screaming and yelling at her, which wouldn't have accomplished anything. So walking away was the best thing I could do. I may have raised my voice at the pharmacy a little bit, but that's besides the point. It didn't work out, and I ended up crying in my car for a little bit before coming home. But when I came home, like, Shane was reading a book to Ella, and then all she wanted was me to read a book to her, and, like, she gave me affection and loved me again, and it was great, but, like, it's gonna be the same thing tomorrow. So, I'm just having a really hard time with all of that and trying to figure out how figuring out ways for her to do things. And I've been proposing them in questions and not just put your boots on. It's been a struggle. And it seems like daycare bribes them to do what they want. So also not easy. Because I don't want to be the mom that gives my kid everything they want. Like, they need to hear the word no. So I struggle a lot with that. So, Erica, what's your low? Because we want to end on a happy high note.
Well, we got a new visitation schedule for my ex. He doesn't want to follow it. Yet he created it. So we're going to just leave that there. Just stick a pin in that. Also, to piggyback on your low, I feel like some days I just want to be Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory, where he just throws the papers up and he's just like, but it's Tuesday and I need those for work. It's pretty much how I feel. My mom and dad went to my brother's for dinner last night. So, like, I got the girls, we had a bath, put them to bed. I did the dishes. I cleaned the bathrooms. I cleaned up from bath. I put all the dirty clothes in the dirty clothes. I got a load of laundry going. I finally sit down on the couch. I'm maybe there 2 minutes. And my mom walks in. And she's like, oh, are you just sitting chilling on the couch? And I'm like,
no, mom, no.
I'm like, yeah, I am. And she's like, oh, I'm like, I've already cleaned the bathrooms, did the dishes, and I tidied up from supper, and I have a load of laundry. And she goes, oh, so you've been busy. And I'm like, I literally just sat down. She's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, so there's some days, like, I feel your pain of, like, I'm gonna lose it, and I'm gonna lose it on the next person I see. So God help whoever turns that corner. But also, there's some days at my work that, like, I hang up the phone. I work in a very service-based industry. And sometimes I hang up the phone from the people that call my work. And I just kind of look at my coworker and go, why? Why? To which you cannot ask, why?
Mm-hmm. Well, but I feel like we had that conversation today. We were both, like, having a day. And we were just, like, having, like, the same issues today with our work. Even though we're not even remotely in the same industry or anything. And we just were like, just one of those days. Just one of those days.
But sometimes you just need to, like, it's like, can I just call you for 5 minutes to vent? Because, like, I can't tell this person what I need to tell them, but I need to say it out loud so that I can get it off my chest.
100%.
I've had those days. I've definitely called Cass and I'm like, do you need to have, like, a 5-minute vent session where you need to yell at somebody? And she goes, oh my God, yes. I'm like, oh, great. Me too. Okay. I have been doing this for years. I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is the most amazing. If you can find a friend that can do this with you, oh my God. My roommate and I, when I was in first year university, used to do this. And, like, for the first month, our RA got called on us, like, at least once a week. So then we finally got our RA's number and we're like, we're just going to text you when we're doing this. Like, we both had to text her and say, we are doing our vent sesh. So, like, if you get a call in the next hour, ignore it. But, like, and then we would be like, okay, now you can, like, resume. It was like calling in a controlled burn if you live in the county.
Yeah.
Really, like, don't send the fire department.
Like, everything's okay, we're just getting it all out.
Yeah. I don't know why, but, like, doing the vent sesh, like, when you're driving, and, like, I don't condone talking on the phone and driving, but, like, when you're just doing the vent sesh and you're driving, that is, like, the best time because you're, like, alone in your car.
Yes.
Literally nobody can hear you.
People might look at you funny, but who cares?
Exactly. On to my high. So my boss has never had an assistant before me. So I'm, like, creating the position as I go, which is great, but also sucks because I have to basically be like, I can do that for you. I can do that for you. I can do that for you too. He's like, oh, okay. I bought a travel potty from the Dollarama. It was $4. I just sent Carla one. It's amazing.
It's so amazing. I, like, opened it all up and had to check it out.
It has a handle. It's got a compartment for, like, diapers. It's got a compartment for wipes. Like, it's great.
And it's so small.
I know. It can actually, I think, fit under a car seat as well. Like, if you have, like, your front seats, like, it fits underneath my front seat.
That's ideally where I was thinking it was going.
I know. Awesome. Also, my other high is that doing these two episodes has basically forced me to get back into my pre-child routine. And I feel like I'm killing it, but also I feel like I'm not killing it. There's some days where I'm like, I get up, I go for my walk, I get my hair done, I get my makeup on, I get the kids in the car and we're on time and I'm early for work. And then the next day, my hair is in like a messy bun. I did not do my makeup. I slept in. The kids' food is all over the backseat of my car. Like, it's just like, well, we're here.
Yeah.
The only thing is like try and get up every day and like, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day.
I feel like that's so important. I like a new week, a new month, a new day. Like I look at those all as like a fresh start. Like I may not have succeeded yesterday, but today I'm going to do my best to succeed.
Darn it. I'm going to try.
Yeah, for sure.
That is basically my, I don't know. That's basically my motto for like every new week. I'm like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to do this.
Well, and I think like it's, as long as you don't quit quitting, you're good.
Exactly.
That's like Shane's motto. I don't quit quitting.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We appreciate all the support. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Jump over to our social media for all the links about all the stuff we talked about today. We want to hear from you. Send us a DM or an email. See you on the 15th.